Hi, in this video, we're talking about self-care from a psychologist's perspective with a special lens on self-care for moms. First, let me ask you, when you hear the word self-care, what do you think of? Self-care seems like the buzzword used a lot lately to describe a lot of different things. If you're confused about what self-care is, please know and find comfort that you are not alone. Self-care is a broad term used to describe ways in which a person cares for themselves. The World Health Organization provides the following definition of self-care. Self-care refers to activities individuals, families, and communities undertake with the intention of enhancing health, preventing disease, limiting illness, and restoring health. Self-care can be done by people on their own or in collaboration with professionals. Seeking professional advice in self-care is part of the continuum of trying to maintain good health and prevent disease. So give yourselves a pat on the back. By signing up for this course and working with a professional, you are taking care of yourself and making self-care part of your life. You're already making progress. Self-care is important because self-care behaviors help us to stay healthy, manage stress, and all of these things contribute positively to well-being. I see a lot of confusion with clients and in the media about what self-care is. From a psychologist's perspective, self-care is taking care of your physical, emotional, mental, social, and spiritual health through specific skills and strategies to maintain and improve health and well-being. Because there is a lot of confusion with self-care, let me briefly explain five things self-care is not. First, self-care is not self-pampering. Second, self-care is not self-indulgent. Third, self-care is not optional. And fourth, self-care is not selfish. And finally, self-care is not a one-time event. Okay, let's look at these pieces a little more in depth. Self-care is different than self-pampering. The definition of self-pampering is to treat, gratify with kindness, care, or indulgences. Some examples of self-pampering can include a massage, a pedicure, a manicure, sleeping late, or ordering takeout every night. There's nothing wrong or problematic with self-pampering, but it needs to be done in proportion with other self-care behaviors. Who doesn't want a break from cooking and ordering takeout every now and then? And a wonderful massage and mani-pedi can leave you feeling refreshed and pulled together. However, if the only way you take care of yourself is through self-pampering, you may not find these behaviors sufficiently help you cope with the day-to-day stress in motherhood. A mani-pedi is not going to help you deal with your child's meltdown in the middle of the grocery store, but self-care skills and strategies would. Okay, moving on. Self-care is different than self-indulgence. The definition of self-indulgence is the inability to resist an often excessive gratification of one's desires, appetite, and whims. Examples of self-indulgence include eating a fantastic meal you consider a treat, engaging in a marathon of binge-watching a show or movies all day and doing nothing else, and at the extreme, it can include overeating, excessive shopping, and drinking more alcohol than you intend to. Again, there's nothing wrong with self-indulgence every now and then. But if you're using self-indulgence as a way to cope with stress and take care of yourself, then over time, self-indulgent choices can have a negative impact on your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. I like to think of self-indulgence as a sprinkle of seasoning. A little bit of self-indulgence goes a long way every now and then. But self-indulgence won't help you manage the stress of getting your child out the door in the morning for school. Okay, third, self-care is not optional. Over the years, I've seen a trend in the therapy room where moms believe that self-care is optional, something to get to when the kids are older. And I've also heard from some moms that self-care isn't a high priority or something they need to do right now. And I get so upset when I hear moms tell me they've been told to put their children first and sacrifice self-care. Mothers are not martyrs. And if a mom doesn't take care of herself first, she has little left to give to her family. You can prioritize your children and take care of yourself. You don't have to choose between the two. As a mom to four daughters, I know all too well, in order to care for your children and yourself, you need to be creative. You need to know yourself and create a plan to thrive that works for you. My mother is a retired emergency room nurse of 50 years. She's raised four girls with my dad, just as I am now. She is a huge advocate of moms needing self-care. She was part of the generation of women who didn't take care of themselves the way that's encouraged now. She is thrilled to see the changes in this generation and is one of my biggest cheerleaders to make self-care a priority in my life. Over the past several decades, mental health research and advances in health medicine highlight how important it is for moms and dads to take care of themselves. We know that a parent's mental health and well-being directly impacts and influences how they raise and care for a child. When parents take care of their needs in a balanced, healthy way, they can deal with the inevitable stress and demands of life and create a lasting imprint of health that transcends the next generation. And I find this so inspiring and so important. Okay, moving on to number four. Self-care is not selfish. Some may have the belief that taking care of yourself is selfish and all of your energy needs to be focused on your children. The reality is, if you take care of yourself, you have more energy to be present and take care of your children. Self-care is not selfish. Self-care is self-preservation. And if we do not take care of ourselves, it's going to be challenging to take care of our children and all the other roles in our life. Self-care is a life skill, not only for moms, but for everyone. Even small daily efforts of self-care add up to create a solid foundation of health and well-being, which helps cope with the everyday demands and stress of raising a family. And finally, self-care is not a one-time event. Balancing the demands of raising children and the roles and responsibilities that go with it can be overwhelming. And when you consider that motherhood is a journey and a lifelong commitment, you'll see that taking care of yourself isn't something optional or something that can wait until your child leaves home. Many people do not make the time for self-care in their routine. Have you ever noticed that the only way some people will take care of themselves is when they have to, like when they're sick? And some take care of themselves on breaks or holidays, seeing self-care as an event to do a couple times a year. Having the belief that self-care is an occasional activity or something to do on vacation is a mistake. Instead, I want you to see self-care as a process. It's a journey, a commitment to your well-being. Self-care is a practice of caring for yourself daily, even if it's only in small amounts. Some days, my self-care is only 15 minutes of yoga and making sure I get enough sleep. Life as a busy mom, I can't afford to skip sleep because it sets me up for survival mode instead of thriving mode. Self-care does take time, effort, planning, and energy. But the effort you put in to increase self-care has enormous benefit for you and your family. Okay, so now that we have an understanding of what self-care is not, let's dive in and talk about what self-care is. Self-care, at its simplest definition from a psychologist's point of view, is any activity or behavior that creates and maintains health and well-being and that helps you manage stress, the demands of life events with a positive impact for you and your relationships and responsibilities, whether at work or home or volunteering. Self-care enhances overall well-being. The five dimensions of self-care I focus on in this course are physical self-care and taking care of your body, mental self-care and taking care of your mind, emotional self-care and taking care of your feelings, social self-care, and nurturing your relationships. And finally, spiritual self-care, or nurturing your soul. I'll go more into depth about spirituality in the section Nurturing Your Soul, but I briefly want to say this early on. Spiritual is a term not related to religion. Spiritual emphasizes our connection to others, our ancestors, nature, and people who have lived or passed on. More on that later. Religion can have spiritual aspects, but in this course, I consider spirituality as connection. Okay, so as we wrap up this section, if you feel uncertain where to start, rest assured, In the next several videos, I will share information with you to help you to begin to understand and develop a self-care plan in each of these areas to help you create a thriving mama mode. Next up is an overview of taking care of your body and physical health.